Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Depth Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, September the 6th. The grains closed mixed with December corn steady, closing at 328 and a half. November beans up 7 1/4 cents, closing at 959 and 3/4. And December wheat down 0.75 cents, closing at 398 and a half. A little bit of mixed signals here. The gold's up $28 an ounce. Silver up 80 cents an ounce. The dollar is down a full penny. You would have thought that would have given more lift to the grains out here, but only the beans seem to respond. You would think that the funds, which are short 150,000 corn, would want to cover some in here. Maybe we'll still see that. The cattle is sharply lower. Obviously, there's plenty of cattle out here. We expect feed demand to pick up. We expect export demand to pick up. Exports this morning were pretty good all the way around, 1.47 on the corn, 639 on the wheat, 1.23 on the beans. So all solid numbers there. We actually kind of broke, though, after the export announcements were announced. We opened lower, immediately rallied, made the highs around 9 o'clock, and then started to break a bit. We came back pretty much most of the way in the beans and in the corn, but not so much in the wheat. Really kind of a hard day to figure out. I wish I had something more concrete here. We'll get the crop ratings at 3 o'clock, but I don't expect to see anything major there. Beans should still be very strong. Corn should be deteriorating as we head toward harvest here and the crop starts to wind down. I think they'll really have minimal impact on, unless we see something dramatic on tomorrow's trade out here. Again, it was just kind of a nothing day. We rallied right out of the box on the lower openings. Corn and wheat both traded higher on the day. Neither one of them could close higher on the day. Only the beans managed to do that. But maybe it has something to do with the long holiday weekend. There was talk that China is going to subsidize farmers to plant beans and not corn. You would have thought that would have put some pressure on the beans and maybe supported the corn. That didn't happen out here. The dollar down a full penny should have rallied the corn and wheat. That didn't really happen. So it's kind of a hard day to figure out really what was going on out here. But maybe we'll get a better picture tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.